This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Nancy Damon is the executive director of the Virginia Festival of the Book, online at vabook.org. That's right, isn't it?
That's right.
vabook.org. And she's in to tell us everything we need to know to get ready for the big show. It starts in just a few days, right? Next week.
That's right.
After Easter.
That's
Can you
right.
believe Easter is Sunday?
I cannot.
What
it's
in the
very
world?
Early this year.
It is very early. The rabbit got up early and moved that egg. What in the world?
That's why the book festival is a little bit later than it normally is, because we didn't want to conflict with Easter.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you.
There you go.
So. So give us first the nuts and the bolts. When exactly does it start? And
Well, it officially starts on Wednesday, March the 26th, and goes through Sunday afternoon, March the 30th. However, we are having two special programs on Tuesday night. One, an evening with Roger Mudd.
The Roger Mudd.
Very who's cool. written a memoir, The Place to Be. And he'll be at the Senior Center at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. And at the same time, there's going to be high school and middle school contest winner readings. These are local talent who've written and they've put together a book.
Wonderful. They're both at the Senior Center?
No. The young people are going to be at the Omni.
At the Omni. And Roger Mudd at what I would imagine is going to be a very crowded senior center on Tuesday night.
I think so, too. And you know, he's doing our business breakfast the next morning, too.
Wow. Now, the tickets.
That's sold out now.
The morning on Wednesday morning, a week from today, that's sold out.
It's sold out.
But his talk at the senior center next Tuesday night.
It's open to the public.
So you just show up early and get a seat.
And get a seat.
Wonderful. And he'll be talking about his new memoir of his career, I guess.
That's right.
That's great. So it starts officially a week from today, but there's those events on next
right.
Tuesday night.
That's right.
So a week from right now, Nancy, you'll be in full swing.
That's right.
You'll be going crazy.
I already am.
I can imagine. Boy, you and Kevin, tell folks who Kevin is, because y'all work
McFadden
so hard.
Kevin is my associate, and I have to brag just for one second. This is the first time we've ever had a festival staff person who's also an author at the festival, and Kevin has a new book of poetry out called Hardscrabble, and he'll be on a panel of newly published poets from the University of Georgia Press.
There you go. Wonderful. Congratulations, Kevin. And y'all do such a wonderful job. And you were telling me this is the 14th year?
That's the 14th.
Are we at year 14 already?
That's right.
My goodness. That's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe.
Gosh.
I used to be a lot younger.
Yeah. But it gets every year, it gets a little bit bigger and a little more fun. And there's always a lot to look forward to. So tell folks first. We want to encourage folks really to check out the website now.
Yeah, the website.
And line up your itinerary and so you make sure
right.
you don't miss what you want
right.
to see.
The website is better than ever. You can go online, vabook.org. You can pack your own itinerary. There's a little feature called Pack Your Book Bag. And when you put something into your book bag, if you select one program, it will say to you, would you like to see what other people are selecting who picked this program? So it's sort
cool.
of like see what other people are doing.
Sort of like Amazon when you buy a book.
It's great. Yeah, that's
people who
right.
bought this book also bought this book.
That's right. And the thing that's nice about when you pack things in your book bag is that it changes should there be a change in the program until you print it out. So I'd tell you to wait till the last minute to print it out before you come.
Good. So it's vabook.org, virginiabook.org.
That's right.
And you can find the complete schedule for the 2008 Virginia Festival of the Book right there.
And you can sort programming by what you're interested in. If you want to see the poetry programs, the history programs, science fiction, mystery, you can sort by venue, so you can look at all the programs downtown or at Barracks Road or at the University of Virginia.
What a cool website.
You can sort
That's
by
great.
Topic, even more specifically, like women's issues and men's issues or science, you know,
That's
contemporary
great.
Culture, all sorts of things.
So very, very helpful website to figure out what you
yep.
want to see.
And there are maps of the venues and where the parking is and if they're accessible.
And now some of these events are ticketed events, like the morning breakfast.
Right.
What else is ticketed so
well,
somebody
there are
knows?
Two luncheons that have actually been sold out pretty much since September when we announced the speakers. And then
Gosh.
There's a reception for authors and the public, but that's sold out to the public too. And then,
well, that's a good problem to have.
About the things that aren't sold out yet, or shall we come back to that?
The things that aren't sold out, yes, okay. For ticketed events.
Okay, we have Mike Farrell, who's the BJ Honeygut from MASH, is coming to the Paramount on Saturday night, March the 29th, and it's
week from Saturday.
That's right. He's written a memoir called "Just Call Me Mike," and you can buy tickets for that. They're $10 at the Paramount, or go online paramount.net or telephone in. And then on Sunday afternoon, we have a benefit for the Center for the Book with Walter Mosley, who we think is one of the most exciting African-American writers today. And people have asked me ever since I started being the director, please, please try to get Walter Mosley. This year he's coming to do
and
a benefit.
And now you deliver.
Now we deliver. And the money goes to build our endowment for the Center for the Book, which includes the Book Festival and other literacy programs that the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities does. So it's coming is a pleasure for you to hear him, and also, you know, building for the future of our program.
We're talking with Nancy Damon of the Virginia Festival of the Book. You can learn everything you need to know online at vabook.org. And the Walter Mosley event is when and where?
It's Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, again at the Paramount downtown. And you can purchase tickets at the Paramount online at theparamount.net, or their phone number is 979-1333.
There you go. And before we get into some of the specific events as part of the book festival, any more people that you'd like to put the spotlight on that will be coming to Charlottesville to participate in this year's festival?
Well, you know, we try to have pretty exciting people in all genres. I mean, the current poet laureate of the United States, Charles Simic, is coming to read with Charles Wright. Mark Bloom, who's actually quite a very well-known long-distance cross-country runner, is coming to Ragged Mountain Running Shop to speak about running.
Oh, cool. That should be packed.
We have some,
a lot of runners in this town.
Yeah, I think it'll be great.
Yeah.
And you know the 10-milers this week, too, so this is sort of a
there you go. Perfect.
Yeah.
What timing?
Yep. Some really exciting fiction writers, Colm Tobin, who's Irish, Nathan Englander, Homer Hickam from West Virginia, and
Homer Hickam from the movie October Sky.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's coming.
That's a great movie. I love
that
movie.
It's a great movie, and he's a great writer. Adriana Trigiani, some really well-known mystery writers. And another program that I just love, we have five Irish-American writers coming, and it's the Irish are coming. And they're going to do a program on Wednesday night, and then that'll be followed by Colm Tobin, the Irish writer, and Nathan Englander.
Good. I
so
interviewed,
it's a doubleheader.
I talked with David McWilliams yesterday about his new book, The Pope's Children.
Mm-hmm.
One of the funniest guys that's ever been on this show. Just I was laughing as I was driving home, just thinking about him. Really, really great guy. So the Virginia Festival of the Book starts a week from today. You got some programs next Tuesday night.
Right.
But officially starts a week from today and runs through the following Sunday.
That's right.
Now, let's talk about Nancy Damon is my guest. Let's talk about some of the specific things you want to let folks know about. I know you have of particular interest to me. You have an event about graphic novels.
Right.
When is that?
That is Saturday at noon at Gravity Lounge downtown. You can also get lunch while you're there. They're serving a box lunch.
There
obviously,
you go.
You have to buy your lunch. No free lunch. And that features Peter David, who's a very well-known comic writer and graphic novelist, and Colleen Doran, who has recently moved here, who's an illustrator and graphic novel writer.
Yeah,
as well.
We were just looking at some of her work online.
Yeah.
It's beautiful stuff. Really great. What else is going on now that you want to let us know about?
Wow, so many things. We have some really interesting journalists coming, and they're going to talk about the state of the media as well as other topics of contemporary, culture in America. We have some interesting science writers, including Jennifer Ackerman, who lives here.
Right, of course.
And some others as well. We have some interesting programs on the civil rights movement. We have a program called Being a Black Man, which is a book that was put together with Washington Post reporters, and Kevin Merida and Joe Davidson from the Post are coming, as well as Adam Bradley, who's probably best known at the moment because he's completing the unfinished manuscript of the novelist Ralph Ellison, who wrote The Invisible Man.
Wow.
So that's another interesting program. We have two panels about Virginia Indians, and one of them will be some Indians discussing a book, a very controversial book written in the 20s called Mongrel Virginians.
Oh, my gosh.
Which did a lot of damage.
Yeah.
So it's the first time we've ever discussed a book that we don't like, a bad book.
That's really interesting. Yeah. So somebody will really talk about the impact of this of this book on Native Virginians.
Yeah. Another thing that people sometimes overlook, you know, we have a sister city in France, Besançon, and every year we've invited some writer from France to come, from the city to come. And this year, Martine Coutier is coming, and she's going to talk about Jura wine. So wine lovers will enjoy that. And that's at Verity Blue on Friday night at 8 o'clock.
Wonderful. Nancy Damon is the director of the Virginia Festival of the Book. We do it every year here in our little burg, and it starts a week from today. You can learn the complete schedule information, the whens, the wheres, the whos, everything you need to know to set up your own personal itinerary for the festival online at vabook.org. Nancy, is there anybody in particular that you would still, that is sort of on your list that you keep of wouldn't it be great list if you could bring a certain author to Charlottesville for the festival? Who's on that list?
Ann Patchett. I would like to have Ann Patchett, Jodi Picoult, Richard Russo. Well, John Irving, of course, although I don't know.
Wouldn't that
be fun? That'd be fun.
Oh, man, that would be fantastic. How do we get John Irving? Where's his phone number?
Where is his phone number? There's so many great writers. You know, there's some Australian writers I'd love to bring, but I don't think we're ever going to be able to afford to do that. And they're not as well known in this country. So
Right.
And, you know, I feel like we have a lot of writers every year that may not be as well known, but they write wonderful books. So I hope people will think about that. Even if the person isn't national bestseller, doesn't mean the book isn't just terrific.
Yeah, sure. And also that poetry event where Kevin's going to be talking about his book. When is that?
Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
We're going to have to get Kevin to call in. VABook.org.
Yeah, and you'll also be a guest on the WINA News Morning Show, tomorrow with Jane. And Jay will be sitting in for Rick.
Okay.
So folks can, if they think of a question for you between now and then, they can get you on the radio tomorrow morning. Looking forward to that. So you had mentioned the 10-miler.
Mm-hmm.
When is that?
That's Saturday morning. So
this coming Saturday?
That is one thing I'd like to mention to people. And not this Saturday, the Saturday.
Saturday during the festival.
During the festival.
Well, gosh, people need to know about that because a lot of streets closed down around here.
Right. Although the festival Saturday morning officially opens a little later than the 10-miler, but they need to be aware that Preston Avenue and Main Street are closed off for a while. It starts at 7:45, should be cleared out about 9, and our first programs begin at 10.
So if you're out early a week from Saturday, don't be surprised to see some cones out and about and with a bunch of runners in the street, because there's always thousands of people who participate in each year.
That's right. Several thousand.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again for all your hard work.
Thank you
that you and Kevin do and the whole team there, and really all the team of volunteers. We don't want to forget them, because you have a whole lot of people
who
every year step forward to help out with this thing.
Right.
And it really wouldn't happen without them. Nancy Damon with the Virginia Festival of the Book 2008. I can't believe it. The 14th annual Virginia Festival of the Book. You can learn everything you need to know online at vabook.org. Good luck and thank you.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.